Welcome to the Morning Podcast. We are Maddie Carney
and Lily Cammons. Today we will be discussing discrimination against immigrants across America.
Now, you may think that this is a topic of the past, but it still happens today. On April 16th, in Washington, the Supreme Court ruled against an immigrant that lived in Georgia just because he checked off the wrong box on a driver's license application.
So they basically just ruled against him because he accidentally checked off the wrong box?
They wouldn't have done it if we're an American, but since he was an immigrant, they did.
Wow, that's so unfair. Even though some people do care, most don't, which is unfair to the immigrants. The people who do care about this topic because immigrants come to America seeking a home that is safe after being through traumatic experiences, and it is cruel for people to take that right away from them.
So, people care because they just should.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, we know that immigration has shaped America today, and it also goes back as far as anyone can remember. We have a few facts about the history of immigration to bring into the light.
The first immigration law passed in 1790, saying that any immigrant who lived in the U.S. for 2 years could become a full-fledged citizen. However, as an immigrant, you often weren't even allowed to stay in America for 2 weeks, let alone 2 years, so it was nearly impossible for an immigrant to become a citizen.
It was really unfair. And later, the law increased to 5 years' time in America before you could become a citizen. And that law still remains today. Then, in the 1800s, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo gave Mexican immigrants in America rights to land, culture, and citizenship, which they didn't have before. But many of these promises were broken because so few people trusted these immigrants.
America's advertised as a safe place for immigrants to live, but as we know from the facts we just mentioned, it's really not.
Also, people think that immigrants are gross and dirty, so they believe that if someone is from a different country, they are trying to infiltrate America.
Yeah, and this is why all these laws and events in history happened.
Most of them going against immigrants. There are also many interesting facts about immigrants. First, the U.S. has more immigrants than any other country, reaching more than 40 million in America.
Also, immigrants are 3% of the world's population, and most of that percentage comes from Mexico.
Wow, that's really cool.
To wrap this up, America today has been shaped by immigrants, and the nationwide discrimination that still hasn't been banished from them.
Nationwide, we still need to start respecting and helping these immigrants. Immigrants have faced terrible times, and the world of racism hasn't helped them. No one should have to face that. We shouldn't help racism against immigrants, but instead, we need to prevent it.
Anyway, thanks so much for learning about discrimination against immigrants with us.
We encourage you to do some of your own research about this topic and help the cause.
Bye!